League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Yes, if you haven't seen it, I'm sure you have. But if you haven't, you're in for the treat of your lives. There's a Greek version of Stars in Their Eyes, right, called Your Face Sounds Familiar. Which, if you don't know, was a TV singing competition where the idea was you'd have to sound like and look like, as much as possible, a famous singer. And on this particular episode of Your Face Sounds Familiar, this white blonde woman comes on and says, "Tonight, I'm going to be Stevie Wonder." She walks through a smoky doorway, which is the portal into an unacceptable netherworld where the following would be acceptable. But it is completely belly laugh hilarious. It's funnier than Fawlty Towers, The Office, Seinfeld, Frasier. Put together, it's quite simply the funniest thing you'll ever see. Now, what many people won't realise, even if they've seen the clip, because I didn't realise this. This blonde white woman was like a Greek credible artist called Mando, with notable success before this performance. I didn't realise this. And it makes it 10 times more remarkable. She emerges dressed perfectly as Stevie Wonder. Blacked up. Blacked up to look as best she can like Stevie Wonder. It is remarkable. Glasses, the whole shebang. Cut to the judges. Absolutely aghast. Whose faces become even more aghast as she is joined in the smoky doorway by a stagehand who acts as a helper, guiding this woman who now pretends to be blind to the keyboards 20 yards away. And the stagehand also pretends she's blind by saying, "Oh, here comes the step." And like points to the step as if that's going to help a blind person. There's the step. Now. Now, as the comments underneath the YouTube video say, some of which are very funny, I mean, she blacked up, but I can't quite believe she blinded up. And then she starts singing. "You right, everybody? Let's go!" Ba, 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 da, da, da. She starts singing Part-Time Lover in front of two keyboards, which I assume are turned off, and she has a backing track. If they're not turned off, I take it all back. This is one of the seminal music performances of a generation. She starts singing Stevie Wonder. And she starts shaking her head from side to side like Stevie Wonder and singing, but like over-exaggerated. And the punchline is, she sounds absolutely nothing like him. That just sounds like, a blonde white woman. So, this is obviously wrong. This is obviously wrong. Is it wrong? The idea of the show is as well as sounding like the person, you have to look exactly like the person. That's in the rules. I mean, and the blacking up was amazingly done. You watch, you can't disagree. If you ever want to black up, it's the absolute lesson in blacking up. And so much better than other recent examples. Like Justin Trudeau, you know, who blacked up, didn't he? It came out during his election. He famously said, "I can't remember how often I wore blackface." I mean, who can? Who can? And, you know, obviously it didn't affect his election. You know, why should it? I mean, Trudeau went one better, I think, than this woman, Mando. He blacked up his arms and his hands. Well, she did her hands as well, of course, being Stevie Wonder on the keyboard. But Trudeau did his arms. That's commitment. That's commitment to blackface, isn't it? Black arms, black hands. I mean, who knows? Trudeau probably did his whole body. Who knows? You know, and certainly Justin Trudeau doesn't know. I mean, he certainly can't remember how many times he blacked up his whole body. He's just a consummate blacking up professional, isn't he, Trudeau? But in his defence, one of the times he blacked up was for a talent show where he was singing Deo, a Jamaican folk song. So I'd have to see whether his talent show had similar Stars in Their Eyes rules where they insisted on blackface. Oh, God. In his apology, Trudeau said that failing to realise how hurtful his actions were could have resulted from a massive blind spot, a defence that was rightly avoided, I think, by the white lady doing Stevie Wonder. Trudeau joins a list of entertainers that have performed in blackface. This is a Wikipedia list you don't want to be on. Many were on the list before it was considered a bad thing. I mean, looking at this list, it's quite shocking. It looks like every single entertainer has done blackface. Including Julie Andrews, Fred Astaire, Goldie Hawn, Frank Sinatra, and Bugs Bunny. But to be fair to Bugs Bunny, Bugs was impersonating Stevie Wonder and has no memory of how many times he blacked up. And his only regret was signing off that particular episode. That's all, brother! Oh, dear. Anyway. Mando's performance sparked outrage amongst some. Some saying it was the least acceptable thing ever. I'm not sure that's true. I mean, Pol Pot killing 2 to 3 million Cambodians. Maybe. Elton John's post office advert. If the rules state you have to look and sound exactly like the celebrity, isn't it more unacceptable to not sound anything like him? Which she didn't, particularly after making all that effort. Think of the makeup artist. How's your day been? Oh, pretty good. How's the blacking up going? Oh, it's really good. It's one of my best. I used to do Trudeau back in the day. I'm a true blacking up artist. And she won. She won the episode. The public thought it was okay. She won the episode. But then it's weird that the trail kind of goes cold. Her Wikipedia page dries up after that. So it's as if the public thought it was okay. Because they voted the winner. But the collective will of the industry thought, well, that's the most unacceptable thing I've seen, apart from Elton John's post office advert. And the doors have been closed. Or maybe they're open, but she can't see they're open as she's pretending to be blind. And needs a stagehand to lead her through the doors. And it comes back to forgiveness, I think. It's weird how forgiveness works. You need forgiveness, but you need forgiveness from the right people, don't you? If the wrong people think it was unacceptable, then that's your lot. But the thing is, what's important, I think, is what does Stevie Wonder think? And I wonder, as must have happened, and if it hasn't, I implore you, if you know Stevie Wonder, to describe. Has it been described to him? I can't believe he would have been angry about it. No one can be angry. It's strangely, even though it's so wrong, it's so wrong, it's joyous. There are two options with how Stevie Wonder would have reacted, I think. He would have just belly laughed, like the rest of us. Or more likely, he'd have said, "That's bullshit. I don't believe that someone has done this. That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen. I mean, maybe a member of the public, but not a credible artist. You're lying to me. I hate you. Never talk to me again." You know what? Actually, I've changed my mind about forgiveness. What were the public thinking? Voting at the winner of this episode. What were the other contestants on the episode? A kid dressed as Gary Glitter? A black guy whited up as Michael Jackson? How the fuck did she win the episode? No wonder her Wikipedia page has dried up. Maybe she herself thought, you know? Fuck it. There's always one time where you cross the line and there's no return, no pathway to forgiveness. Maybe she just thought, yeah. She'd have taken off the black makeup. Put it in back in the pot. And Justin Trudeau would have sidled up, wouldn't he? And he'd have said, Oh, can I borrow that, please? I'm off to an event. And she'd have said, "Be careful, Justin. The public doesn't forgive blackface." And he'd have said, things strangely work very differently for politicians, don't they? Just like Bugs Bunny, we can do what the fuck we like. That's all, folks. Lots of love. Check out that video.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.